Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patrick. Okay, I'm not open and resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning. And I'm seeing a job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm it's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question to follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No said, way!
Wow.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Raise Your Vibration Online Weekly Broadcast. I am your host, Adam from Adam, and I'm excited to be back on the air for our first start of our fall season. In case you ladies and gentlemen haven't realized that me and Patsy take breaks after every 10 weeks, and we start back with every new solstice or equinox. So we had a Wednesday, this past Wednesday, or yesterday, was the fall equinox, and so it's time for us to get back on the air with a fresh new date, back on Friday nights for the fall at 9 o'clock. I'm happy to be back. I hope y'all have enjoyed your time away from us, and I know you've missed us because I've got many emails and many phone calls asking, where are y'all, where are y'all? So we're glad to be back on the air offering our gifts and our talents, and I'm happy to be back on the air with the one and only, the beautiful psychic artist, amazing woman of spirit, Patsy Aguero. Good evening, Patsy. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. Welcome back on the air. And I must have her microphone mute because, Patsy, I had your microphone mute. Welcome back on the air, my dear.
How are you, Adam?
I'm good. How are you feeling? Welcome back.
I'm feeling great. I had a wonderful and great week of transformation, and I have a surprise guest, so I want to know about how you're doing first before I introduce him.
Oh, Patsy, I'm in a great space. It's been a wonderful, wonderful journey for me. Of course, I'm on Earth, so I'm learning, I'm evolving, and I'm growing. I started back about a few weeks ago, my last semester of grad school. I'm very excited about that, doing some work with a few ministries here in Atlanta, Georgia. Really exciting. The movement, the Enlightened Collective, and the Raise Your Vibration Weekly Meeting, we're growing and moving past this. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. I am enjoying the beautiful weather. Summer is lingering on for me because I love summer. I don't ever want to let it go. But, Patsy, I have been, you know, disturbed by some of the images and the things that I'm hearing and seeing in the news. But nonetheless, I'm praying, asking God for more clarity and what my role could be in that. But besides those things, Patsy, is beautiful here on Earth. So, how is your week, and how's things been with you?
Well, my week was full of transformation. My home is under construction, so I've had to practice a lot of patience and compassion with the person that I live with. And it's been really, really good. But I have a really great surprise for you. I have a man that I've known for several years now, and he's just a wonderful, wonderful friend. And I asked him to come on the show and share his heart with us. His name is Robert King, and he's been working in the metaphysical healing arena for over 40 years. He's toured all over Eastern Seaboard. You know, he presents transformational and self-help seminars. He's an education. He does educational training for all levels of educators, primary, secondary, college. He's keynote speaker at engagements. And he also does professional presentations in dance and theater. And the way that I kind of know him, we're going to do a seminar together, is he is a professional storyteller at a national level. And he does events for the young and the elder with storytelling. And he does transformation for people through that. But his most, I guess, direct expression of his spiritual practice is to he assists people in finding their best selves and their deepest truth. So having said all that about my friend Robert, Robert, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Patsy. Thank you so much for asking.
Hey, Robert, thanks for joining us. I love surprises. Patsy, thank you for inviting Robert. And Robert, thank you for joining us. How are you feeling this afternoon?
I'm doing great. I've had a great day working with people all day long, and it's been very uplifting. And I'm just so glad to be here this evening. Hello, can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So,
Robert. Good. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties here. So I would love, I go to meetings with Robert on Sunday, spiritual meetings, and he told this wonderful story, and I was so impressed with it. I think it's very, very pertinent to what Adam was talking about in the events of what's going on in the world today. And I think this story is going to shed some light on it. So without further ado, Robert, why don't you get into telling your story, and then we'll talk about it after.
Okay. I just want to say this story is about remembering. And there are a lot of things we remember every day and every week. And we talked about it at the meeting about both remembering what we need to remember, but also remembering, put ourselves back together. And that's why I picked this story. This is a story from Liberia called The Cowtail Switch. And now it was near the edge of a Liberian rainforest on a hill overlooking the Cavali River in a village of Kundi. And near the rice and cassava fields, there were small clay huts with the smoke rising up through the palm leaf roofs. And there were many families that lived together. And there was one family, a man named Ogolusa and his wife Kieta, and they had six sons. And one day, Ogolusa decided he was going to take his weapons and go off into the forest and hunt. And when nightfall came, he did not come back. And for many days, he did not come back. And the first night and the second night and thereafter, they would notice that he wasn't coming back, and they wondered maybe he had been delayed for some reason. But over time, they stopped noticing. And they stopped talking about it. They stopped asking what had happened to Ogolusa and why he had not come back. But during this time, his wife was becoming more and more pregnant, and she finally delivered a seventh son. And his name was Puli. And as Puli grew older, he finally learned how to speak. And when he spoke, the first words he spoke were, "Where is my father?" And they all realized they had not talked about Ogolusa for a long time. And they said, "Yes, where is he? I remember that he went out into the forest in that direction." And all the other brothers decided they would get together and go out into the forest and find Ogolusa. And that's just what they did. They gathered their weapons and they went off in the direction that he had gone through the rice fields. And soon they became lost. And then one of the sons found the way on the pathway again. And they kept going. And they came lost again. And another son found the way again. And this happened over and over again because the forest was very, very dark. But soon they found Ogolusa, and he was dead. His bones were scattered all over the forest floor. Well, each one of these sons had powers, and one of the sons said, "I know how to put all the bones back together." And so he did. He arranged them just how they would be if they were in the proper order. And another son said, "I have the power to cover those bones with sinew and flesh," and he did that. Another son knew how to put blood into the body, and he did that. And yet another son spoke up, said, I know how to put breath into the body. And he put breath into Ogallusa's body, and his chest began to rise and fall. Another son stepped forward. He said, I know how to put movement into this body. And he put out his hands, and he created movement in Ogallusa's body. And then the last one stepped forward, and he said, I know how to give speech to this body. And he did. And Ogallusa stood up, and he looked around, and he said to his sons, where are my weapons? They gathered up his weapons, and then they went back to the village of Kundi, just like they had come the first time to find him in the forest. When he went home, his wife prepared him a bath and cleaned him. She prepared food for him, and he ate, and then for 4 days he rested. On the fifth day, he came out of his home, and he shaved his head, because that's what the people did when they returned from the dead. And afterwards, he killed a great cow, so there could be a huge festivity. And he took the cow tail, and he grated it. He took the cow tail, and he grated it with metal, shiny metal, and cowrie shells, and beads. And everyone agreed it was the most beautiful cowtail switch they had ever seen. There was dancing and there was events and festivities. And every time he would go to one, he would carry the cowtail switch. And soon the men would come up to him and ask him if they could have it. And he would refuse them. And soon the women and the children would ask. People were getting so bold asking for this cowtail switch, but he never gave it to any of them. And after a time, they decided to have a celebration for Ogallusa's return from the dead. Everyone dressed in their best clothes. The musicians brought out instruments. There was a huge dance, and the drums were played, and the women sang, and everyone drank much of the palm wine until they were very, very happy. Now, Ogallusa carried that cowtail switch with him, and everyone admired it. Everyone tried to get it from him, but he did not give it to any of them. And finally, he asked the crowd to quiet down, and he went up in front of them, and he started to speak. He said, a long time ago, I went into the forest. And while I was hunting, I was killed by a leopard. But then my sons, they came and found me, and they brought me back home from the dead. But I only have one cowtail switch to give away, and I will give it to the one who brought me home. And this is when an argument started. Each one of the sons argued that because he had done something that he should get it. And one was the blood and one was the bones and one was the flesh. And they all began to argue. And then the other people began to argue also about who should get it and which one deserved it more than the others. And finally, Ogallusa asked everyone to be quiet. And he pointed to his son, Puli. He said, to this son I will give the cowtail switch, for I owe him most of all. And he came forward and he bent down low and he handed it to his little boy who had been born while he was in the forest. And everyone understood that it was Puli who had asked, where is my father? They knew that Ogallusa made the right decision. For it is said that a man is not really dead until he is forgotten.
Wow.
That's wow. From Liberia of West Africa.
And in a brief sentence, can you sum up what that means for you, Robert?
Well, like we were saying, I think for me what really struck me about this story was the remembering, right? We talked about this at meeting, you know, who is my father? And I think about that in spiritual terms of who is that who I look to for guidance? Where do I look for spirit? And when I have forgotten my spirit, if I've lost track of being in my grace, I have to remember that grace in my life. And one of the, and not only remember the grace, but also sometimes I have to put myself back together so that I can be in my own deepest truth and in grace with that which I think is, you know, a great power in the world, the grace that I live with every day. So the spiritual inspiration that I have. So that's how I do it. And what about you?
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Adam because I have a feeling, Adam, because I've heard the story before, he might have some light to shed on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Robert, for sharing. I love that story. I think it's just a beautiful analogy and a beautiful story representing remembering and representing what it starts with, a certain simple seeking. That's what jumped out to me the most, is this idea of how quickly everyone forgot, but he was brought back with just the simple desire to seek, where is my father? And I think about how right now, in the midst of everything that we have going on, all of our anxiety within ourselves, all of our anxieties being brought up from without ourselves, and I think it's so important to ask the question, where is my father? Where is our father? Where is our source? Where is our higher self? And when we not only from asking that question based on the things that disturb us, but asking when we find stuff that's good, asking where is God, when we're inquiring, when we are interacting with people on the street, when we're interacting, always asking ourselves, where is the Father? Where is the source? Because the Father just represents the source. And it's always good to go back to the source. It's always good to know, where is the source right now at all times? And it's a perfect analogy of how we get caught up in the world trying to survive, trying to just maintain ourselves, preserve ourselves, fight for our existence, and then we forget all about the source. And it takes that young, innocent mind, that young, innocent, quiet, still voice to say, where is the source? Get back to the source. And then how one voice can rally a whole family, a whole nation, a whole society, a whole neighborhood, a whole community, a whole tribe to say, hey, y'all, let's get back and find the source. And let me add what I know to the source. Let me add what I know to the source. Let me add what I know, and together we can work together to bring a collective image, and we can all connect back to that source. And that spoke to me on that level, and it shared that with me. And I'm sitting here feeling this beautiful sense of appreciation for how we were able to remind ourselves of the source, just like the story. Patsy brought you. She met you. You have that story that you heard from Western Liberia. And then I create this platform radio show that all three of us can get here together, and we can remind ourselves, where is the source in our day-to-day lives? It's very beautiful, very amazing. Thank you so much, Robert, for sharing that story. I'll never forget it, and I can't wait to share it myself. And Patsy, thank you for thinking that this story is so amazing and inviting Robert to be on. This is very beautiful.
I agree, and the way you told it, Robert, was so interesting. You painted such a beautiful, beautiful picture, because I'm a person that loves to see images, and the way you said it was just gorgeous. So I just think that's a really good topic for us to deal with tonight. And Adam, thank you, Robert. I'm going to turn it over to Adam to start the readings and the show, and hopefully I'll see you this weekend, Robert.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for having me tonight, and thank you, Adam, for having the show. I really appreciate getting a chance to be on tonight. I'm going to listen in.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Robert, so much. Well, Patsy, I think this is a good conversation starter before we get into offer our readings and ask our listeners, our active audience, when are the moments, or when have they had a moment in their life where they have remembered to say, wait a second, where is the source? Where is my source of my joy? Where is the source of my happiness? Where is the source of my peace? And what triggers those things, and how do they do that? And Patsy, what are those moments for you? What triggers those moments for you to make you say, let me stop and find the source and get back to my source?
Well, what triggers it for me, Adam, is when I feel myself getting lost. Okay, and this is a beautiful time of the year, because the equinox is when the day and the night are the equal amount of times, and it's all about balancing. And for me, this fall time is about surrendering, digging deeper, letting go before we go into the deep sleep. And so I think that's what I do. I have to say, stop, it's getting too crazy. And then I have to dig deep, see what my part in was, it was in whatever the situation is. And remember that that's what we talked about, remembering that I'm a child of God. And God would carry me through all of this. So it's the remembering. I forget that I'm already saved, that God is there for me. Everything I do is through God, Goddess, Buddha, whatever you want to call it, higher power. I know that spirit is there. So I think about letting go like the fall does. And there's a lot of energy at this time of the year because it's time to prepare. You know, the harvests are getting prepared and getting taken care of, and the animals are scurrying around and planting their nuts and whatever. And, you know, it's time to throw out all the old stuff and get down to go and dig deep. So I think that digging deep for me is going to my source, the source of the well, which all things spring from. So I really love this topic, and I think it's going to be beautiful. And is there some question you'd like to ask our audience?
Well, I guess I would like to maybe ask the question this. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being feeling very, very, very lost from that source and feeling like they need to go search for, and 1 saying, hey, I'm in it right now. Right now, I every day I'm very consistent with it. And get an estimate of where everyone is. And no,
okay,
offer no judgment, but just a sense of self-awareness. So let's go to our first caller. The last 4 digits are 7569. Caller, the last 4 digits, 7569. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Vicky, and I'm calling from Costa Rica.
Costa Rica?
Hey,
holy cow. How are you tonight, Vicky?
I this is a really interesting topic because it feeds into the things that are going on. Big time. I started doing some writing when I was listening to you guys talking, especially. And it's interesting because I've been really, really stressed. I've got a bunch of events and things going on, a lot of procrastination, which adds to the stress. But it also helped me remember when I do get like this and I'm having a challenging time getting grounded and all, what I do is I'll go out for a walk where I'm at, wherever I'm at, and I take food for dogs, and I also take candy to give to people as I meet them, and it just kind of helps bring me back to remembering where I am. Okay, and this happened to me big time today. I mean, I pulled an all-nighter the night before with the stress of everything I have to do. But then it helps me to be able to take that step and go within and take a deep breath, something I have a challenging time doing, and look out there as it helps me look, because I believe everything that's happening is not about, it's not about out there, it's about me.
Absolutely.
So it helps me go and look at, like, where am I? If I'm thinking the government or whoever's lying to me and they're false friends and angry and greedy, then it helps me go back to looking where I'm still doing some of those things, and helps me to go in deeper into, you know, areas I get to still heal.
Wow.
Because I don't believe it's happening out there at all that has anything to do with out there. It, to me, the veil is being lifted right now, and it's not being lifted for it's for us first.
Well, on a scale to 1 to 5, and 1 being that you're on the beam, and 5 being you're lost, where do you think you are on that scale?
I would say I'd easily a 4, if not a 5, when I'm able to do this, what I just shared.
No, 5 is lost. 5 is the worst.
Oh, no. I thought it was the other way. I'm sorry.
You're like a 1 or a 2, like you're really getting balanced. You're on that beam now. You know
I'm
the source
balanced
to do it.
I know the source. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today I had my rent due, and I only had a 1/4 of it due. But I'm in this mode, right, this incredible mode of learning to trust. That's this journey I'm on right now, and it's been beautiful. And sitting back and just trusting, and it was due today, and it came.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love to hear
like,
that.
But it happens every day like that with me.
I want Adam to be able to talk to you too. And I'm just going to tell you, as you were talking, I was looking at some of these cards that I pulled for you. And I'll just say very quickly, one of them was very timely, that it says there's a timely departure for you. It's time for you to start letting go, stop procrastinating, and start to fly. So that's
deep breath.
And don't hesitate to walk away. It says it very strongly to me. Don't hesitate to walk away. The other couple of cards are about financial matters. And right over that is the Star card, which tells me everything's coming up roses. Pardon, you know, the copying the name of that song. But it's like, and also the Lovers, which in your case, I don't think it's a love affair with a person. I think you're going to fall deeper in love with yourself the more you stay in your spiritual path.
Yeah.
You're going to see what a great woman you are. So I'm going to turn you over to Adam and see what he's got for you. Nice talking to you, Vicki. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, thank you. This is
thank
so right,
you
it's
for
so
sharing.
Right on. I'm scared, though. When you said it, I was deep breathing.
No. What about you, Adam?
Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Vicki.
Hi, Adam.
Your story about the story. Hey, Vicki, how are you feeling tonight? Thanks for calling in and sharing your Friday night with us. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I've just discovered you, and I love, oh my gosh, I love your channel. It's so exciting.
Awesome. Well, Vicki, I did get some intuitive readings or message for you, and it's dealing with just an opportunity for you. And I will encourage you that there's some opportunities that's going to be coming your way for work, for service. It may not have the direct payoff that you're looking for, but you want to be able to have the right wisdom. You just make sure you're putting your wisdom up. I mean, using the right wisdom to discern whether to not take it or to take it or find some type of balance. But because I don't want you to go into it completely like just fully invested and not having the proper exchange, but I don't want you to deny it because it may not be able to compensate you the way you need to deny it. But there's got to be a balance. Patsy said that word, balance. And I feel like it's something that's going to be have just an amazing impact on your ability to really embody who you are when it comes to your service and offering support and just really walking into this queen healer energy, almost like a angel to people, just serving people in a very highlight, and making yourself feel good and empower other people in the sense of self-worthiness. And it's very contagious. And this opportunity is coming, and I really want you to make sure that you approach it with the right balance. Does that make sense to you, Vicki?
1,001%. Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting here crying. Okay, I mean, happy tears because it's so right on. And in the same breath, there's a little fear, which is weird because I love change. But every day it seems like something new is coming up. I'm a Gemini, so change to me is exciting. And these incredible opportunities
Same
are
here.
Opening up.
Same here.
When's your birthday?
May 29th.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, this is like so right on. And, you know, I'm just, it's exciting. I was told years ago that when I turn 60, I will fly so high. So this is exactly, I'll be 60 years young this June, but I've already obviously entered my 60th year. So thank you so much for validating.
Well, thank you.
That.
I am so looking forward to hearing just how you are just soaring in that new energy, that new role. God bless you, Vicki. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with
thank
us.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night,
too.
Vicki.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 3686. Caller, the last four digits, 3686. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Stacy calling from Florida.
Hello, Stacy. How are you?
Hello, I missed you guys.
I know. Stacy, what city are you in?
I'm in West Palm.
West Palm Beach. And I know you're really hot, too, as hot as I am up here.
Yep.
Isn't
well,
right?
Let's see what the fall brings.
Yeah, really. I'm excited about the change.
Yeah.
So have you been listening to the conversation?
I have.
And what about you? What do you think about on a scale of 1 to 10? Are you on the beam? Do you seek guidance really fast? Or do you find yourself pretty lost and hopeless? Where are you in that 1 being the best and 5 being the worst?
I'll say about a 3.
Uh-huh. And do you find yourself in situations that you forget that you're already being carried?
I start out that way, and then I said, no, but I've been here before, and, you know, my source, God, always is there. So the fear kicks in at times, and then, like, I have to take a step back and, like, no, I'm not going there, you know?
Absolutely. Good for you. Well, I'm looking at some information here while you're talking. You're in a really, really good golden time right now of abundance. Okay?
I hope so, Pat. Well, I welcome it with open arms because it's been really rough.
Well, it's all about that this abundance, the entrance of it has been very gradual, okay? And it's after, this is coming after lean times or periods of contraction rather than expansion, you know. So it's not far off. It's really, really close. So stay mindful of it. Expect the abundance. You know, farmers say make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah.
So meaning it's going to be a flare up. It's going to be a flare of abundance, really, really good. But know that it's not going to last forever, okay? But so it's telling you to take advantage of it right now, you know, and it's time for you to spread your wings, open your heart to your thinking, things that you probably may not have looked on in a really good light before. Think about the possibilities if you change your attitude to an attitude of being a receptive, how it would feel, you know, if you did something different. Because what's going to happen, your perspective, the way your perspective shifts is what's going to happen, how you're going to start bringing this abundance to you. And the other thing is your talent is going to start soaring really, really high. Do you do something with your hands like painting or drawing or music, anything in the arts?
I'm creative in designing stuff. I just think, and then my mind just goes, and I design.
Well, according to this card that I pulled, this is time for you to start really putting pencil, you know, to the paper. Start really writing down your ideas. Start drawing up your designs. This is time for you to meet some people. Spread your wings once again. It's a really good time for you. So I don't know what Adam is saying, but as far as my cards here, it looks really good for you. So this is the next 90 days that'll take you into the holidays.
Yeah, it's my birthday too. Okay.
Oh, when's your birthday?
It's all the way in December.
Yeah, let's see. So we're talking October, November, December. You'll be right in the middle of it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful, Stacy. Well, have a good weekend. I'm going to turn you over to Adam.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for joining us again tonight. How's everything going?
Good.
Well, Stacy, I got some information regarding adding to what Patsy said. I do feel like approaching is a time for you to really begin to release your creativity, tune in, focus, and create. Think about creating. Think about doing projects in your house or getting your home, beautifying your home and your interior space, as well as maybe even making some slight cosmetic changes to yourself, whether you want to get a haircut or change your glasses. But I'm seeing a lot of focus on you coming up in the future, in about 2 to 3 months, around your birthday. I feel like you want to put a lot of effort and energy on just changing things physically in your environment on your birthday. But right now, Stacy, what's showing up is I'm feeling the energy of some masculine presence. I don't know if this is a romantic relationship or relative relationship or coworker relationship, but it's a relationship or energy that is from the past. It's lingering over now. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of things that's unclear with this person, and it's causing a lot of haziness in your head. You're not sure on how to approach or what, how to be involved or what role you're going to have. And I would encourage you right now, don't give it any energy. Just release yourself from it and focus on yourself and begin to move into that energy of just focusing and working on Stacy and not giving energy towards confusion that this individual or this energy may be bringing in your life unknowingly. They may not be doing it intentionally, but unknowingly, I feel like it's just not clear on what's going on. So you say, hey, until I get more clarity, I'm just going to release myself from this and focus. Get really focused on your life and your project and your work. Does any of that make sense or resonate with you a little bit, Stacy?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. 100%. Yes.
Okay. Well, God bless you, Stacy. I want to encourage you to just get focused and begin to just focus on yourself and move forward. Because, like Pat said, I do see these next few months looking really good, a great space for you to be creative and work. And you don't want to have any negative energy or just confusion energy bringing it into that beautiful space that you're moving into.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're very welcome. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
Our next call in the last four digits are 3872. Call in the last four digits, 3872. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sean Ison. I'm calling from Vinings, Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi. Did you say Sean?
Yes, I did. I said Sean.
Well, how are you tonight?
Great. How are you?
I'm good, Sean. Have you been listening to our conversation?
Yeah, for the past 5 minutes.
Okay, so you might have missed the story that he told him, and part of it was, and it's our question we're talking about tonight, is when you find yourself in some kind of negative situation or some kind of rut and everything, are you real quick to look to God as your source or higher power, or do you keep on waiting and trying to do it yourself and trying to think it'll pass and all this stuff? On a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being that you just get right on that beam right away and you ask your higher power to help you, or 5 being that you stay lost and it takes you a long time to get back on track. What would you say would best describe you in negative situations?
Well, in negative situations, of course, I always go to God first.
Oh, you good.
Know, however, sometimes he has me in different types of situations to, you know, for a lesson and to grow me. So when he had me, there's nothing I can do but go there and just have to weather it out.
And I agree with you. I think sometimes the situations are lessons for us to learn. And I think if we don't learn them, they'll be presented in another way until we, you know, I think until we learn to really trust God, we'll have to keep doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, learning that. I'm looking at these cards for you, and it's all about some kind of you got a real high card as far as in your romance and emotions, okay? Really high. But what I'm seeing for you, Sean, is it seems like you put yourself in kind of a compromising situation and you found yourself taken advantage of a little bit, and that it caused you some pain. Okay, and I think that that you sold yourself short in the situation. Now, I don't know if it was somebody that you were having a relationship with, or somebody that you were in a business, but it was something that has to do with emotions that you wish that you wouldn't have gotten so deep in it, and it got to be a little bit painful. Does that make sense to you?
A relationship that I exited like 2 years ago.
And you already got out of that?
Yeah.
Was it a major relationship for you?
Yeah, that relationship ended in 2 things. So if it's about relationships, then that's the relationship I ended in.
Yeah, and like I said, it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. It could have been something that you're a business partner or something. That what I'm seeing is kind of a shadow over you that you didn't stand up for yourself. You kind of compromised your values in a situation and you felt really used. And and it was painful for you. Now that could, you know,
okay.
being,
now that
it
one,
seems like that
yeah.
was more recent.
Okay, well, yeah, that one, it wasn't, yeah, it was a business thing. It's kind of like a, it was a roommate type of situation.
Oh,
but
yeah, yeah.
A lot of
oh, sure, that would have a lot of emotions. Well, the first step about that whole release is realizing that, you know, what your part was in it, your responsibility, and that you, sometimes we say, well, they did this and they did that, but, you know, nobody can do anything to us unless we allow it to happen. And I think you being able to release that is going to renew your self-respect. And I think you keep on getting stronger from that situation. So I think that goes back to what you said before about negative situations you feel that God puts you in so you can maybe learn that lesson.
Yeah. I mean, well, prior to the lesson coming, he told me what was going to happen before it even happened. So.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And he told me how to go about it, basically. And my instructions was, you know, was to just let go and release it. Just, you know, that was my instructions even before, you know, prior to things going south.
Wow. That's pretty awesome that you were able to see that. And the other thing was that, and it's also a cup card that I drew, was, and I had put it back down, but I put it back when I drew another one for you, and it's the same card came up. And this is about getting your ducks in a row. It's real important you do that now. So I don't have to tell you what that means. You just got to get your life in order right now. This is a perfect time to clean out, let go, and start, you know, putting your priorities and putting you first. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, I'm going to turn you over to Adam. I hope you have an awesome, awesome weekend.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you, Sean. Okay, Adam.
What's going on, Sean? Thanks for joining our show tonight. I definitely want to echo what Pastor was saying about the time for you to really, really hone in your focus. I'm seeing this is almost like this is the night of the creative artist because I'm seeing a lot of creativity in you, and it's time to really being able to take it to the next level. But the way there for you in your creativity, I really am hearing the word partnerships. Partnerships, community, working with a lot of people. It's coming up that you're really not at your creativity and your genius is really at its fullest or at its best when you are in partnership or community with other people, with other artists, other people, and you're helping them and y'all are all working together. And I will encourage you to seek out creative partnerships, whatever your talent is, whether it's an artist, whether you're music, whether you're in the fashion or design, whatever your creative niche is or creative genius is coming up very strongly. But it's time for you to get really, really, really focused and clear on how you can go about prioritizing your creative work or project and making sure that you're making a priority to work with other people and not so much as keeping everything to yourself, because your gift and your creativity is arranged where it is to be offered for the service and sake of other people, whether you're producing, whether you're coaching, whether you're teaching. But I'm seeing you working with people, and that's where it's going to be the fast track to your success is when you get into creative partnerships with other people. You're going to see your creative genius and talent success just rocket moving, okay?
Okay.
All right, my brother. I hope that makes some sense to you, man. I'm excited about what I'm seeing for you, but I would encourage you, man, begin to get everything lined up and stay focused on your creativity and seeking out those creative partnerships to build with. And you're just going to see a lot of your success come really fast.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night, and thank you for sharing it with us.
Anytime.
All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 7812. Caller, the last four digits, 7812. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Carmen. I'm in Florida.
Hi, Carmen.
Orlando.
Well, we got a lot of Floridians tonight, right?
Yeah.
I heard another person said they wanted to call, and I guess they haven't gotten through. How's your night going?
It's going good. Today was a nice, peaceful day.
Well, good. So
On a scale of 1 to 5, how often do you reach for your higher power? Mm-hmm. 1 being almost all the time, and 5 being really, really, you know, staying lost for a while until you can figure it out.
Well, you know, it's funny. I have to almost split it. I feel like 2, but when something first happens, I feel like I go off the deep end. I go 4 or 5.
So you kind of panic a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Every time.
Oh, wow.
I think every time I think I go panic mode for about 24 hours. And then I go to level 2 or 1.
I think I'm a little bit like that, too, you know. I like to tell everybody a story about it and let everybody see how pitiful I am. And then after a while, I get tired of sitting in that pity pot and I have to, you know, seek my source, you know. So hopefully our times will get shorter, you know. And sometimes I can do it really fast, and I'm sure sometimes you can too, you know. I think it depends on the situation. Carmen, I'm looking at this interesting card that I drew for you, and I drew the same card for somebody earlier, and I see here that there's a lot of generosity around you. It's like you're a very loving, generous person, and especially with money and with things of what I call Caesar's world, you know, like if somebody likes something that you had or something, you say, oh, well, here, take it. You know, it looks like that you're this generous of spirit, and that it's telling me that you need to continue to do that because your abundance is rising. The other one is, this is in the love and emotional kind of range, but it's all about fantasy and illusions and, you know, having some really good choices with your imagination. So it's time for you to kind of let your creativity flow. And this, we've been talking about creativity quite a bit tonight, but this is time for you to really dig in deep, okay? And really start fantasizing and imagining things you never would let yourself do before. And also stay really focused on not making a mountain out of a molehill, all right? Because there are going to be some challenges coming up for you. But if you stay really aware, and your inner composure is just very, very quiet, and you do things with dignity and use your integrity, I think you'll be able to step over some of these obstacles that might appear for you. And they're going to come soon, and they're going to be petty, okay? So don't build them up with any histrionics or, you know, get crazy. Just see it for what it is. Step back. Watch. And it's almost, it'll be like a ghost, it'll disappear. But roll up your sleeves, because the money and the creativity are on your side right now. So, and that's going to lead you through the holiday.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that too. And the way that you said it, this past week was that, it was just that whole full moon, this whole entire week was just, it was like just a storm of just chaos, and then I ended up having to move like within an evening's notice, like two nights ago. So yeah, it's been really crazy. So my question was going to be, in the next 4 to 6 months, are there going to be more challenges? And I'm just like, oh God, no, not more. But yeah, definitely petty stuff. I had to, you know, let some people go in my life. Kind of virtually via Facebook and things, because I knew it was just unhealthy, and I felt my vibration raise after that. But I was really hoping that everything was kind of over with now, because I was just kind of looking forward and kind of appreciating that I at least have some truth and knowing, you know, based on some of the things that occurred this week. What types of challenges, petty challenges?
Well, don't even worry about it. I'm going to say 2 words to you, okay? Victoria's Secret. All right? I want you to go to a place like that. It doesn't have to be that place. I'm not saying an advertiser for them. And treat yourself to some sweet little
undergarment that's just going to make you feel real good, and nobody has to see it. It's all about Carmen, because having moved, and now, you know, you went through some challenges and you had to let go of some friends and you're questioning, should I have done this? No, you did the right thing by doing that. So now it's time to snuggle up under a little blanket, watch a little TV, wear your cute little bra or nightie or something that makes you feel good about Carmen, because this is your time, I told you, with money and creativity. So don't worry about the challenges. They're going to be so petty, you're going to go, oh, that's what she was talking about. It'll be so easy. So enjoy the abundance coming toward you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay, honey. Well, have a good weekend.
And now
let's see what Adam's got in store for you.
Hey, Carmen. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I am looking at the layout here for you, and I'm seeing that the way this layout is showing is really putting you showing an energy that really tougher than you're communicating. I'm seeing the past week or week and a half just really feeling in a place of like really heaviness, really a lot of heaviness.
Oh yeah.
Not so much right now, but I'm seeing in the past week a lot of heaviness.
Yeah, major.
And now just being more of this situation of feeling like asking the universe, asking your prayer, asking him throughout the day, where is your abundance? Where is your money? Where is your wealth? And I'm sensing a lot of frustration, okay? A lot of frustration with that. And I'm going to tell you, mm-hmm. Carmen, that the months ahead are going to be tough on a material plane. But however, I'm seeing your interior self becoming really just feeling really positive, really good. Like there's this Queen of Wands energy. Despite what's happening externally or despite what your bank account is showing or not showing, you're feeling really confident. And that confidence is going to give you an amazing sense of clarity and new vision for how you can go about and making, aligning yourself with your wealth and your abundance that is truly Carmen all around you. But there's some actions and some things that you're not doing for whatever reason. I don't know what type of lesson you want to experience with the universe right now, but you're keeping yourself away from a lot of your natural wealth and abundance that's been manifesting because you're not, this reading, the way this reading is showing up, Carmen, somehow or another, you're not putting your full 100% best self in the work that you are to be doing on this earth. And I can't tell you what that is, but the way this reading is showing is that you, whatever you're investing 40 hours in or 60 hours in, you're only giving 2 to 3 hours of what you're really supposed to be doing. And your real work is where all your wealth is. So I would encourage you to take these next few weeks or months, whatever, however long it takes, and ask the universe to show you really, really, really clear what really is your work that you need to be doing so you can align with your true wealth. Because whatever you're invested in right now, it may be work, but it's not something that is allowing you to fully at 100% operate at all of who Carmen is. And because you're not fully investing all of who Carmen is in your work, it's somehow interfering with the wealth that's truly around you but not being released into your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So use these next few weeks to get really clear so you can ask what is it that you can really invest all of yourself. You need to show up at your work being 100% who you are, and that's how you're going to unlock your wealth. Because whatever you're investing in right now, you're spending a lot of time and energy, but you're not it's not really fulfilling all of who you are, and it's interfering with your wealth, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You get that?
Okay. Well, you know, I'd have to process it, I think, a lot more because, you know, my ultimate goal is I just can't do this roommate stuff, you know, because I went from having money and living independently and feeling good to, you know, just moving around and, you know, bartering and all this, and it's just like it's too much. So you know, I've been looking into that whole moving overseas thing, which I have the money to go there. It's just that I want to make sure that I have everything that I need before I take such a leap, because, you know, I don't want the rug to get pulled from under me in a foreign country. And my monthly income would support me, but I want to be able to do more there that would allow me to make enough money that I could actually truly enjoy life and really not have to think hard about the day-to-day and think about money really at all. And so I've been trying to work on some projects, but I keep getting distracted. I can't really get it done. It's just a lot of distractions, but at least where I'm staying right now is very quiet, no distractions. But I've only been here for like 24 hours. Yeah.
Well, you got to get that work done. You got to get that project done and make sure that they're aligning with who you are, because that's where your wealth is going to be, okay, my dear? And that's where your freedom soldiers are going to help you get into a comfortable space in the physical world that you need to even grow even more. Okay, Carmen?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, because I'm just like, ooh, I don't know if I could take much more. It's really been intense.
But you'll be able to, because something gives you some inner strength. I don't know where you get it from, but it's beautiful. I can see it. You're going to be fine inwardly. Inner strength will be amazing.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's encouraging.
You're welcome.
I'm encouraging.
Okay.
Thank
Have
you.
A great
Thank
night,
so
Carmen.
Much.
Thank you for calling in. All right.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Well, Patsy, looks like we're out of time. What an amazing show, amazing comeback show. I want to thank Robert for coming in. I want to thank our callers for allowing us to share our intuitive insight and them sharing their stories of where they're at on that level with going to the source. Patsy, how would you like, what concluding thought or message would you like to leave us to think on until we meet again next Friday?
Well, I saw this little saying, and it says, no magic potions, no fairy dust. No one to do it for you, just me. I will push you, show you how to put one determined foot in front of the other. That's what I will do. I am inside you. I'm called your inner strength. Dig deep down and find me. And that's
wow.
what we were talking about tonight. Dig deep, because God
exactly.
is always with us.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're talking about. That's exactly what I was telling our last caller, Carmen. There's going to be so much inner strength that she's going to tap into despite what's happening around her, and it's going to release magic in her life when she gets into that inner strength. And that's what really what all of our situations are engineered by the universe for, to help us get that inner strength. And once we get that inner strength, we can face everything, anything, and just release the
magic. Absolutely.
Wow. Patsy,
well,
so
I just want to say, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying thank you so much for taking your time to be with us tonight and share.
Well, I just loved Robert being with us. I thought that was a great springboard. I thought the conversations tonight were magical. I want to thank everybody and hope that you enjoy this equinox. The other thing I want to say, this is a time to do a little ritual about abundance for everyone, a time to be grateful, even a little altar, a little something that they do. You know, they do it in church. They do all kinds of things. But there's something simple that you just thank the universe right now for bringing you where you did not want to go, you know, and bringing you here. So I think this is a great moment in history that we're all experiencing. And keep the light shining, guys. So thank you so much, Adam.
Keep the light shining. Thank you, Patsy. Have a great night, and everyone, have a great night. Keep the light shining and use this time to bring in and manifest and clear what you need to have and experience in your life. Love you all.
Absolutely.
Light and progress for
Love
your journey.
You.
Good night.
Night-night.